Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu. That's right. We're back with Chat with Stu Mack, Stuart McMillan. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Scott Jago. Are you ready for the holidays?
I am absolutely not ready
for the holidays. Happy Thanksgiving.
It's coming.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You know. Exactly.
Happy Easter.
Valentine's Day.
Right. St. Pat's. Let's get him in there. So planning for the holidays, one of the most stressful things you can do in your life is to plan holiday get-togethers with family. Why are they so stressful? I don't know. But they just end up being like something you dwell on and think about, and you have to get ready and get the house ready and, you know.
I think there's probably some sort of equation out there. How much you want to see your family, and then when you go to the tipping point of get me out of here right now.
Like, you know, it always seems like a good idea to get that house together by the beach. And then you're like, the beach doesn't seem very beautiful after 4 days for some reason. Anyway, I love my family. And this is one of those episodes that we might not survive the backlash.
Okay.
I'm just saying. So I grew up during a time where you celebrated the holiday on the actual day. Wow, what a novel concept. Christmas Day, that is when you celebrate Christmas. Christmas Eve, you know, you can get it. That's okay, I guess, it's accepted. But Thanksgiving Eve? No.
Oh, I don't know.
No.
I think they started to be something now.
I think
it's a thing.
It's not. It's not on my calendar at all. It's not on there. Thanksgiving Eve is not. Easter Eve? Now, that's when we get a little religious and got Good Friday, and so I won't beat that one up. But
right.
The other ones, they don't really need other days. It's just the day. Come on, let's all do it on the same day. Thanksgiving, you know, we ate turkey on Thanksgiving. That's when you eat it.
Never heard of that.
So out of the blue, out of nowhere, my wife just asked me last week, hey, do you want to go to the beach for this Thanksgiving? And I'm just like, What is even happening right now? Usually I'm the person with 27 different pencils, one in my mouth, two in my ear, and like looking at all the calculations. Oh, honey, I found a few more dollars. We could go to the beach this Thanksgiving. No, we're going to be at the in-laws. Okay, well, that's nice. So my first thought was, well, where's everyone going to be that would normally be at the in-laws' house? Because it's just such a 180 degree that it just shocked me.
I find like, planning for the holidays depends on what's going on that year. So some years I have everything clear in my mind. I'm going to be here for Thanksgiving, be there for Christmas,
right,
whatever. But then there are other years like this one where I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's good. And we're really up in the air this
year.
And
it's coming. It's getting here very soon.
It'll be here before you know it. It's me. It's me.
Oh,
I'm dinging. I have lots of cool messages on my phone during this segment because I'm so popular.
You got one of those watches.
I do have it's annoying. I have the watch and the phone. They ding. Ding!
Oh, my God.
Jeez. Okay, I get it. You guys are very happy.
Is it about the holidays?
It's about the holidays. Ding, ding, ding. Guess where we're going? The beach. No, we're not. So,
are you going or not?
I don't know. We're on the fence.
Right.
I don't think we're going to go this year.
I think it's a good idea.
What beach
would you go to anyway?
Probably Orange.
Orange? Orange Beach?
Yeah, it's called Orange Beach.
Is that like Lake of the Ozarks?
Alabama? No.
You mean beach? Like
a real one.
Panhandle?
Yeah.
Ish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Destin,
all right.
Destin,
yeah,
Florida.
It's beautiful. I've been there.
And Alabama has Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. Orange.
Yeah.
You know, Donald Trump goes there a lot, I think.
Yeah, okay. The sand is beautiful, the white sand.
That was an Orange Man joke. Sorry.
That's pretty funny.
Let's actually get political. Yeah. Happy holidays. Anyway, so when I was a kid, holidays were magical. And so, you know, I try to reinvigorate that in our current lives, even if I'm at the in-laws' house.
I mean, yeah, holidays, when you're a kid, yeah, holidays are awesome. Later in life, they, you know, you can have moments, but a lot of times it's like, headache,
right.
You know, or just, you know, I'm just kind of over it. And they just come by, they just steamroll you in time. Like when you're a kid, it takes forever for Christmas to get here.
The countdown calendar was like just the slowest thing.
3 years.
Ever. Yeah. Like. 3 years in one
now
year.
Now it's like 3 seconds.
Exactly. Exactly. Time does fly so much. And, you know, I've been beaten up on my in-laws here, but really they're great people. And it's fun to be together during the holidays, no matter how much we know each other. And it's probably
You're
my
just
fault anyway.
Using that as like the in-laws are representative of most people's familial situation in a marriage where you know, they're the in-laws.
And yeah.
You love them.
I mean, Chat with Stu Mac is pretty much a sitcom in conversation. I mean, that's literally what we are. We're literally crazy things that happen in the world, and we talk about them and make fun of them a little bit and, you know, pepper things around.
Job done.
Merry Christmas, everyone, and to everyone a great night. Tiny Tim did not die. What? Spoiler.
Oh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.